Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit, and good morning, Ted Lyon. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I'm just going to ask you to join me in a prayer. I would like to ask you to go to Matthew chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 9. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, if you join me, please. I'm not on the speaker this morning, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes. Nothing is wrong. Everything is right, as a matter of fact. I just couldn't anyway, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I read it. Now I'm going to pray it. Father God, your word says in verse 8, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray. Father God, as we come before you this morning, acknowledging you as our Father. Glory be to God, you are our Father, but you are our Father that lives and abides and dwells in us here on earth. And I think that's just marvelous. And your word, Lord God, says that your name is holy. Holy. So God, this morning in the name of Jesus, if I have devalued your name in any way, or if I have not come to you with the proper reverence and honor and glory due your name, Lord God, I repent of that this morning. And I ask you to forgive me. You said in your word that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, I know that this is your desire. And I know, Lord God, that on this earth, I realize we are battling so many things that we shouldn't even be battling. So many things coming out of so many different people that some of us should not be battling those things. And others of us that have overcome those things don't feel a need to go down and lift somebody else up out of the muck and the mire. And God, you know, people always say, well, why aren't there more other people doing deliverance, God? Because of the fact that these demons and evil spirits and unclean spirits and foul spirits, God, that you already told us that we could overcome. As a matter of fact, you said we must overcome them. But Lord God, I don't know. I was looking at people in captivity and people in bondage and people brought into bondage that don't even know they're in bondage, and then they want to fight the people you bring alongside them to take them out of bondage. God, it is messed up. Thank God that's what this awakening is supposed to be about. But I don't know, Father. But I just pray this morning that your kingdom come, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You said, give us this day our daily bread. I thank you, God. I praise you, God. I honor you for our daily bread that you give us every day, our natural bread and our spiritual bread. And I pray, God, that we will be gracious unto you and grateful unto you, and that we will do our part in partnership with you, Father God. And you said, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, God. I'm realizing more and more and more. That's the hard part. Because the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and the poor are getting more meaner about it and more evil about it. God, we need you to fix this for us, your people. And you said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and the evil one. Father God, the temptation is disguised so deeply. The temptation is marked with psychology and selfish and self. We need your help here, too. We need your help, God, because we got to We got to know that having money is not evil. It's what you do with the money that makes the money good or makes the money evil. There's a disparity in the earth. There's a disparity when it comes to money and wealth and riches and honor. But I know you only have it being prayed this morning so you can fix it. Lord God, so many things need to be fixed on this earth, and I know that you know that, and I know that's the purpose of this awakening. You just wanted for it. I thank you that you've already delivered us, and you still delivering us, and you will forever deliver us from all evil. You will do that, and you're doing it. And I thank you that yours is the kingdom. Yours is the kingdom that abides and dwells in the heart of every person called to love you, to serve you, every person that you're waking up to know you. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Help us understand how to use that power for your glory, for your honor, and by your word forever. Amen and amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do that deliverance on those unmet needs, and I'm going to do the last one with the code, and I'm going to do the supernatural money, and I'm going to get these things done. But I want to share something with you. If you look on this 10-line notes here this morning, this is what God gave me about 3:30. I've been up since 3:30 because I'm not home. I'm not home right now. And I told you that I had an encounter with God. So I'm still in it. I'm still in it because whenever you have an encounter with God, it doesn't just come on you. You encounter God and then it goes away. So I wrote on this headline, I put, God experience connects you to God, power within you. I got yo, but it's supposed to be you. And then I got headline, transformational extensive deliverance ministry. And then I got the quote from God here on Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 and 18, where God says, actually, this is wisdom speaking here. Wisdom. I love those who seek me. Actually, what it says in the Bible, I wrote it like I thought I knew it. And it's the way God gave it to me. But Proverbs says, I love them that love me. Early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. But I wrote it like this. I wrote, I love those who seek me. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and honor. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. I'm going up in the mountains today. I'm going to get out the truck. And I'm going before God. And that's where I am right now. I'm right at the Tennessee-Georgia state line. And yesterday, I'm going to share something with you. I got a couple of texts. I've been getting a lot of texts this week. But I got this text yesterday from this lady. And she said it was very, very urgent. If that's what the person from the ministry texted me. They said it was very, very urgent. This lady was under some kind of witchcraft attack, bad. So I felt compassion for the lady. And I called her while I was in the truck. Let me tell you what happened. The lady started unloosing, and I listened. And the more I listened, the more she unloosed. Now, she was actually unloosing spirits of witchcraft, divination, necromancy. And she was telling me it came from this pastor. She said it all came from this pastor. So I listened. And then I had to stop her because I had to bind transference of witchcraft. I mean, the witchcraft that she was unloosing was voodoo, Santeria, and some, I wasn't certain which of the island stuff, but it wasn't Obeah by itself, but it had an Obeah mixture in it. So I started binding and rebuking the transference of those spirits. And then she kept telling me how, putting this on her. And so finally, and then she said that the preacher made her homeless. That she had had a lot of money and the preacher made her homeless. And that she was homeless right then. And so I said to her, I said, let me stop you right here for a minute. And believe me, all while I was talking to this lady, I was binding and rebuking because this lady was on an assignment. Hear me this morning. I'm going to talk to you about something people don't talk to you about too much. This lady was on an assignment. And the assignment in the lady was to tear down, transfer. It was a predatory, and it's that demon that drains you, that one that tries to zap your anointing from you because. And I was dealing with the same demon with another person who felt like that they were so anointed and they knew more than me and that I didn't. It was just a demonic, satanic. This was satanic attack. So finally I stopped the lady. I said, listen for a minute. I said, how do you know this on you? And they start ranting, telling me. I said, hold it a second. I said, this makes no sense. And they stop. And they calm down. I finally was able to penetrate through the body, through the soul, and see what had my attention. The lady said that her 15-year-old died, and that she said that she couldn't hold witchcraft responsible, and she couldn't attribute that to this pastor, and that her husband, she had a right that the pastor told her to divorce her husband, and the pastor told all the women in the church to divorce their husbands. And I said, okay. And then she said that the pastor would threaten her life, kind of. From the pulpit? She said, yeah. She said, the pastor would be looking directly at me. In order to get this lady's attention, I said, well, were you looking at him? In order for you to see him looking at you, you had to be looking at him. I said, well, are you looking at him? She says, yeah, I was looking at him. I said, okay. Brothers and sisters, when I got through, well, when I finally brought this lady around, I said, let me share something with you. I said, most people that have witchcraft put on them, it's never put on them by the person they think that it is put on them by. She said, well, what you mean? I said, well, you told me that you divorced your husband because the pastor told you to divorce your husband. I said, how your husband feel about that divorce? She said, well, you know, we still have to raise our kids together, so I guess he's all right. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, if your husband got another woman pregnant while you were pregnant, could be the baby mama put the witchcraft on you to get your husband. I said, and another thing, I said, you said the pastor is single. I said, if you looking at the pastor, looking at you, I said, it could have been a witch in the church that wants a husband and saw you as a block, even just a spiritual block, and came against you with witchcraft. I said, you ever think about that? She said, no. Everything I presented to this lady, she had never looked at it. What the devil tried to get me to do was to open myself up to the witchcraft satanic agents that was coming from this lady on assignment to take another minister out. You see, the lady said to me, the pastor looked at her one time and said, it can't be two of us here. And then he said things like, one of us has to go. Now, witches do something that a lot of people don't know they do. Combine your soul up and operate through your soul. That is why it's so important that we know God's order, spirit, body, and soul. And that is why it is so important for us to know, excuse me, if a person is operating out of the spiritual realm or if they're operating out the soulless realm. Because this lady that called me was operating 100% out of the soulless realm. She said he could be trying to steal. Oh, no, she said he was trying to steal my anointing. And I hope she's on here hearing me say this morning, because I'm going to tell you what I told her at the end of the conversation. I said, this lady is way off in her thinking because she doesn't even understand it and is not comprehending that when God calls a man or woman, he don't call them based on nobody else's anointing. I mean, God is not stupid, but this is the stupid stuff that the devil put in people's mind. And this is the stuff that witches operate through, that power is transferable and that they can take somebody else's anointing from them and operate through it. It is crazy. The anointing itself is the very presence of God. So how can you steal God's presence, number one? And why would anybody think that the presence of God allocated for them could be taken from them and used? Now, soulless realm power can work like that. Witchcraft power can work like that. But the power of God has power over all that power. So that in itself cannot hurt you unless the devil can put something in you like fear or bring you into agreement with it. And I'm just using this situation to share with you and train you a little bit this morning about witchcraft. So when I finally was able to break through, I realized that the power of the dark side, the devil and witchcraft, had more power over this lady than the power of God. And you say, well, why would you say that, Erica? Because number one, if this lady was moving in, flowing in, and understood the power of God, she wouldn't have been in the shape she was in, calling me with all this crazy stuff. And she kept telling me, you know, she kept saying, you know, witchcraft makes you crazy. You know, witchcraft does this, witchcraft does that. You know, I didn't say I know nothing. Because the devil was pulling on me to come into agreement with this lady. And if I had come in agreement with this lady, then I would have opened myself up to all the satanic abuse, satanic forces, and devilish stuff. Now, I told the lady, I said, you're right about one thing. You are under witchcraft. And you are under witchcraft attack. And I'm discerning it. Okay? But because I was in the truck, I was riding, I had a lot on my mind. I listened. And I said to her, I said, let me tell you what you need. I said, you need to get in your Bible. And you need to start reading your Bible. And you need to talk to God. And you need to ask God to show you the truth. I said, I'm not saying the man is it. What you're saying doesn't make witchcraft sense. And so, to this lady, when I got to my destination, that witchcraft had hit me so hard. Because, see, witchcraft hits me really, really hard because it just does. It just does. Because I've been in situations fighting witchcraft where I almost lost my life a couple of times. Not just one time, many times. Many times in battle. And they weren't even my battles. And the thing, so when I got to where I was going, I had to go up and down all these steps. And I bet the person who I had to meet thought I was a crippled up, sick old lady or something. Because I had to battle them witchcraft spirits with that lady. And so when I finally got settled down, I did my business kind of like remotely. But I had to tell the people, look, I got to stay here overnight because I got to meet with you tomorrow. Because I needed time to pray off all those predator demons. I needed to pray off all that necromancy. I needed to pray off all that divination and witchcraft that I got hit by in one phone conversation. So I knew that this was some really, 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 really powerful witchcraft here. So, and I began to watch the effects. I took authority over my atmosphere. I bound up Satan, stopped him. And I began to pray that he would release this unity and bring her mind back to her. Because I knew she was an intelligent lady, or she would have been dead from what she had been through. And I began to, God began to explain some more things to me about witchcraft. Brothers and sisters, I want you to get this perfectly clear this morning. Everybody around you does not have the Spirit of God and your best interests at heart. And you've got to be able to discern what their intent is. You see, the devil knows that when you come to Christ, you have a new heart. You have a loving heart. You have a tender heart. You have a pliable heart. You have a soft heart. And this is why he attacks so early on in your walk with God. Because he knows, believe it or not, that is your most vulnerable time. When did he attack Jesus? Just think about Jesus. When did the devil attack Jesus? It tells you, after he had been baptized in the River Jordan, and God has spoken out through the crowds, "This is my beloved son. Hear ye." Because Jesus, as the Son of Man, at that point, was in his most vulnerable state. Well, the Bible shows us that he had been up there fasting 40 days. But if you think about the condition of his spirit had just been filled with God's Holy Spirit. He had just been filled with all the vulnerabilities, his emotions. Everything was vulnerable at that point to be manipulated. So God sent him up there to fast, to strengthen him in the area where he would have been the most weakest or the weakest. And that would have been in his spirit. And then when he fasted, the body was supposed to become weak. And then the soul was supposed to become vulnerable. But it didn't work that way. Jesus had a defense to all that stuff. And the defense, his defense was right there in Luke chapter 4. Jesus' defense, the Bible says, 40 days tempted. Because if you recall back over there in Genesis, this is how he had got Eve and Adam. He tempted them through the sun. Now, that's a whole teaching I'm going to do later. But that was where the temptation came. She looked, she saw, she reasoned. And that's the reason so many of us are vulnerable, get hit by the devil, and can't do anything about it. Now, I know that the Lord had me deal with this lady, because when I came, I couldn't even get back home. I had came to the hotel here. I had some coupons, and the lady didn't want to honor the coupons, because I always pick up coupons whenever I leave. I pick up the coupons. She didn't want to honor the coupons. I was tired. I'm battling the witchcraft. So, and it's a long story, but anyway, we got the room. I was hungry because I realize now God had me on the lightweight fast yesterday. And then I laid down to pray. Okay, I can't help it because I'm in a hotel room. I'm actually doing the blog talk from my iPad and iPhone. But this is a message that has been cut into my heart, so I could do this message again. I said the enemy tempted Jesus when he thought he was most vulnerable. The enemy tried to tempt me yesterday when he thought I was most vulnerable. But let me share something with you. When the devil came to Jesus to tempt him, Jesus said, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Jesus told the devil, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And I told the devil, he said, thou shalt not tempt. So last night, the tempter showed up. And the tempter, this lady has an actual male wizard in her soul that is manifesting throughout her body. And that demon had latched on to my ear and tried to, you see, when demons try to come in your body, a lot of times you can feel pain there, or as this demon here, this demon was seeking a power because the lady was seeking power. The lady had that demon I call Simon the great one demon. Because the demon told the lady, you're this, you're that, you got this, you got that. And the demon was telling the lady, the people in the church, need you to give them words, and the people in the church need you, and they need your presence. Now, a lot of people would call that Jezebelic, but it goes beyond Jezebel. It goes beyond Jezebel because the same spirit that tried to attach itself to me tried to manifest in my room. And I looked at it, and we had a dialogue. This demon did everything it could to get me to come into agreement with it. It thought it could use temptations. Like, all it wanted me to do was to answer one question. And I just looked at it. And I listened to this because I remembered I had an encounter with God the day before. So this demon is an assignment to rob me of that, or to better yet, defile it, make it evil or make it wicked. So when the demon came last night, I said, I don't have anything in common with you. I don't even know you. And I bind you up right now in the name of Jesus and chains of fetters of iron. The demon left and came back. The demon tried to engage me in a conversation. All the demon wanted me to do, brothers and sisters, was agree with it on one thing. Anything. Anything. It was saying stupid stuff, just like the lady had been saying stupid stuff. The only thing is, the lady had come into agreement with the stupid stuff, and the demon had already perceived through its manifestation that all human beings were ignorant, that all human beings were stupid, all human beings were manipulatable, and that all human beings could be conquered. So I'm thinking to myself, this is crazy. That's exactly what I said. I said, this demon is on assignment to try to take over my mind. And then the Holy Spirit stepped up and said, you're right. It is taking over this lady's mind. It has taken over lots of minds in masses. I said, God, you were here all the time. He said, yeah, I was here. But you had to win this. There's nothing I could do. You had to win this. Remember, I'm giving you dominion on the earth. You had to overcome this. And I wanted to say, did I overcome it? Because I've never dealt with a demon in the night and just stand there and leave and come back with the same purpose. And leave and come back, dealt with it. I put some word on it that was so hot and so heavy, it left. It didn't even come back. So I said, God, I said, what does this mean? Tell me what this means. And he said, chapter 8. So I went to Proverbs chapter 8, brothers and sisters. And in Proverbs chapter 8, wisdom is speaking. Wisdom is speaking. And I read all of Proverbs chapter 8. Brothers and sisters, and after I finished reading Proverbs chapter 8, I said, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to sleep now. I haven't had any rest. God began to let me see what the demon looked like. Because, see, the demon tends to come in the manifestation of a person, of a man, a young man. And the young man had a name called Corey. The demon's name was Corey. It tried to get me to come into agreement with it. And I never would. I never would because we have nothing in common. But God said, the same way that demon came in the night while you were sleeping, they come in the daytime, Erica. Come in the manifestation of people, Erica. And then when people listen to those demons, all the demon has to do to get in the body is to get the person to come into agreement with them on one thing. He said, no, 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 God. He said, it also says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has sent me to loose. He said, well, the spirit of the devil is upon them, and he has sent them to bind the men and the women of God up. They're doing it because so many of the saints of God and the men and women of God would just blurt stuff out their mouth without thinking about it, without being slow to speak. I say, be slow to speak. All of the devil wants is a response from you. Not a wrong, good, bad, up, down, ugly, be pretty, whatever. All he needs is one thought of you to come into agreement with him. And we're doing it. Something has happened. The devil has used his lies and his tricks to get people to out of thinking. You know, by that I mean, people just always say, hi, how you doing? Okay? That's it. It's just instinctive of me to do that to people. But I began to look at people, and God began to show me people's, well, he shows it to me anyway, their hearts. And last night, in this encounter, which the whole purpose of the encounter was to steal, kill, destroy. That's the whole purpose. And that's the whole purpose. That the devil brings some people around you in your life and keep them around you. I'm not telling you to get rid of people, but I'm telling you to begin to think before you answer people. Don't just let a devil inside of you cause what comes out of your mouth to come into agreement with the devil or to come into agreement with the devil's plans and the devil's purposes. Now, God, let me know he's going to bless me because I didn't just jump up and crucify somebody that I don't know anything about because one woman bound by witchcraft said all this negative stuff about a man or woman of God.
brothers and sisters, before you speak, and I had just been through, I've been through this. I'm not going to do it because I've been through it myself. I've had to read it. You know, it just don't work. It just doesn't work. Don't go by what people say. What God had me use with that lady was pure Holy Ghost wisdom. So what was the wisdom? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man reaps, so shall he sow. The scripture says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. As a man reapeth, so shall he sow. I wasn't going to. A long time ago, I would have done that when I was ignorant of the things of God and how they work. But now I know. The words I speak, they are life or they are death. And I'm not going to speak death on nobody. Now, if I know for certain, and that can be known because all you have to do is search a thing out. If I had come into agreement with this woman, and now I realize that this is the demon on her, it came from somewhere. I know it came from somewhere. Bible says for us to show mercy. Jesus said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. If it comes out, I told the lady, I said, look, if this turns out to be the pastor, I will go to him and I will stand up as one minister to another minister, and I will tell him that you have been hit by witchcraft over your church, it is over your congregation, and you have the power to do something about it. You can be delivered. Your whole church can be delivered, and then God will be glorified. I told her I'll go to him myself, and I will. But I'm not going to come into agreement with her against a man of God because she say, or he say, or they say, all of us, the Bible says, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It doesn't do the man or the woman any good for us to kill them, murder them, destroy them, without at least giving them the opportunity of repenting and making this thing right. And you know what, brothers and sisters? I'm glad that's where my heart is at. And I know I had to get there, and I have to be there, and I have to remain there. Because Jesus said, I came not to judge, but to seek and to save them that were lost. Satan is going to target God's anointed first. Why? If he takes down one preacher, he takes down 2, 3, 4, 5 minimum followers or men and women, because the Bible says, as the priests, so are the people. If he takes down a big preacher, we've seen it happen. How many people lost their confidence and faith in God after certain preachers fail? And it's happening today. And I believe it's because nobody wants to stand up to the devil and tell the devil, let God's man or let God's woman go, instead of being so quick to judge him. Nobody won't stand up to the demons that are binding up the preachers and the deacons and the ushers.
brothers and sisters, God is calling some of you to do that. Make sure your heart is right. Make sure your heart is right. I probably have dealt with as many and more demons than any 25 people put together. I think some of those people were sent by God to teach me compassion, teach me a level of compassion that I know I'm absolutely positively not capable of doing on my own. And wouldn't be capable of doing it on my own. But through Christ, we can do all things. And this situation that we're in, it has a purpose. It's either going to wear you out and take you out, or make you strong and make you an overcomer. It's at the point where the line has been drawn. You don't have to worry about somebody else's demons if you keep the power of God in you charged up enough. They ain't gonna stay. They can try anything they want to. Ask me how I know. Because I'm living through it and living through it right now. Half the people who come to my hearing come there to destroy the ministry. It isn't the people, it's the demons in them. But if the demons in the people are led and driven by the people, then the people are in agreement with the demons. So, hey, there ain't no separation of the purpose. But we do not have to lose our strength. Yes, some of them hits will bend you over. They hit you so hard, they will knock you down. But if you can get up, you're going to get up stronger. If you get up, you get up happier. If you get up, you get up walking in more faith. If you get up, just get up. Look, there's another demon you're going to have to deal with and loose yourself up. It's not going to make you better, stronger, or nothing to destroy somebody or take somebody out or take them down or talk down about them or try to bring them down because you think if you bring them down, it's going to make you rise up. No, it's not. No, it's not. It is God that exalts us. It is God. It is God that sets a person up, and it is God that brings a person down. But it will destroy you. That negativity, that judgment, that bitterness, that root of bitterness, it will destroy you. Live with people with all them demons. I've had to fight all them demons 25,000 coming at me at the same time. The only thing that has saved me, the only thing that has kept me, you know what it's been? I love Jesus. And I know that Jesus loves me. And I know that love doesn't hurt people that love it. Love cannot be sustained against people that love Jesus. I mean, negativity, or I should say lack of love. Because that's what happens when people target you with demons and stuff. So, I love them that love me.
and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with God. Durable riches and righteousness. God say his fruit is better than gold. Fine gold. Brothers and sisters, you're going to experience some things that are going to connect you to God even more. You're going to experience some things that are going to awaken. God's going to use them to awaken his power within you. Just remember, Proverbs 8, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find. And riches and honor are with me. Durable riches. There's an awakening going on. And God is awakening people to himself. God is awakening people to demons for real. And what they do and how they do it. God is not going to allow you to miss out or be without anything that he has for you. Do you hear me this morning? It's going to take a little work. It's going to take some suffering. And that's because you're going to be resistant to change. People don't want to change too quick. Today, in your day, read Proverbs chapter 8. And be quick to forgive, quicker not to judge. I understand what God said. God said, vengeance is his. He will repay. The time you wasted on that stuff, you miss God. I'll tell you another thing that happened. I prayed for a lady to be healed, and I got a text that said the lady has swollen up and something infection or something. I told the lady, go to the doctor. And the doctor's going to tell you when you heal. So when I got the text, I said to Reggie, I said, text her back. Then I said, go to the hospital right away. And so she texted me while I was in the truck again. And said that the doctor said it was a reaction to the medicine. And that they had an infection. I text her back. Whatever the medicine is you had a reaction to, now the medicine is hurting your body because you healed in that area. And God is not cleaning out all the toxins and all the other stuff that went with that stuff. What am I saying? You can count on God to awaken you to what he's doing. But the healing. I know she didn't really believe that she could be healed because she really thinks she had to be on this medicine stuff. So then she went back. I know the doctor had to reduce the medicine. I hope he didn't change the medicine and give her one to replace the one that isn't working because she healed in that area. Ask God, brother and sister. God is moving. He is manifesting himself. And he wants you to be awakened to what he's doing. And God's experience in connecting you to him and him to you is awakening you, brothers and sisters, to his power, his presence, his anointing within you. But you got to see it. And more than just seeing it, you got to want it. You got to want it. You got to be desiring it. You got to be seeking it. And I'm going to tell you something. The devil is standing by watching. Well, you see, he's in a man or a woman. He could be in a child. He could be in a dog. He could be in a bird. He could be in anything he want to be in because he can shape. He's the original shapeshifter. Satan is the original shapeshifter, right? He shapeshifted himself into a serpent in order to tempt Eve. That's the original shapeshifter. He's an angel, manifests himself as a snake on legs to Eve. I mean, you don't get no more shapeshifting than that. This demon manifested himself through the preacher's faith, maybe in the church, but whatever, he manifested himself to the point that he got in that lady's body. And see, he was so ingrained in that lady's body that he thought he had another wimp Christian. And he's going to try to manifest himself out of her body and try to come in this body, but it ain't going to happen. Have you thought about maybe he's going to shapeshift and manifest himself to somebody's body? It's that person that aggravates you. It's that person that you just literally can't stand to be around, and you don't know why. Ask God why. It's that person that every time they come in your atmosphere goes from positive to negative. Ask God why. Ask God who. And then pray for them. The proper prayers that bring results. What I'm sharing with you with this lady, it's all right. Because I'm going to deal with those demons. Now I know exactly what they are. But I had to get her in the Word because obviously she wasn't where she should be with God, or else the devil wouldn't have been able to do all that. To be that strong, using her body as a satanic tool. This is when I get back home. I'm going up higher in the mountains and pray today. I've got to. And I'm going to be praying for you. And I'm going to be praying for me. And I'm going to be praying for the body of Christ to wake up and be awakened to God's power within us. It's not little. It's dynamic. It's dynamite. It's exousia and dunamis, authority and power. I see you now on the tail, brothers and sisters. It's a good day. It's a great day. If the Lord dropped me in your spirit today, pray for me. Because I'm going to complete this mission. I'm going to complete this mission. And I'm going to see Sonny. I hate to see right now, during the time of God's visitation, he's alive. Why don't you right now take authority over your atmosphere? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm in a foreign place. I'm in a place I ain't never been before. Father, take authority that the devil is under my feet. You say every place that my feet touch, every place that the feet of a believer touches, God, you sanctify it unto yourself. So I take authority over this atmosphere. I take authority over every devil, demon, witch, wizard, sorcerer. I command their power to drop to zero. And Father God, I unloose your anointing for liberty. In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, anoint these people on this line. In preparation. For your divine purpose, for your divine plan, God. I don't know what it is, but you do. And so I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, See, to my opinion, if you get a, hey, one day at a time. That's all I'm going to take, this one day at a time. See you tomorrow. I'm Chetline.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.